As President Trump works to generate a plan to create jobs, he need not look any further than Paulsboro, New Jersey. The first major port to be built on the Delaware River in the last 50 years opened there today. And as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, local officials say it will bring a wealth of jobs.
And just happy to welcome you to this day that some critics thought would never happen.
With a giant steel ship as a backdrop, local officials braved the windy weather to mark the opening of the port of Paulsboro. Its first shipment pulled in today after 15 years of planning and preparation. Mayor Gary Stevenson took a page from President Trump's playbook to describe what it will mean to the blue-collar town across the Delaware River from Philadelphia's airport.
And I hope I don't offend anybody, but I believe this port will make Paulsboro great again. And because of this port and because of all of you, we are going to make that happen beginning today. Thank you.
And Paulsboro can use it. An asphalt refinery reportedly threatening to close in town would cost 100 workers their jobs. At the port, 100 people from South Jersey are working right now. But officials say that number could grow to 1,000 workers. State Senate President Steve Sweeney hopes the port will become an institution in Paulsboro.
And we now stand at the beginning of a place that will be generational. There will be families upon families that will work here.
The 200-acre port was built on an unused contaminated oil tank farm, and it's still mostly open space as port officials look for more customers. So far, they only have one customer, NLMK. It's a steel company based in Russia with a large presence in the United States. Robert Miller of NLMK Pennsylvania says the steel delivered to Paulsboro will be sent to plants across the country.
And our 1,100 American workers make American steel. And they're represented by American unions.
Port officials say they have a second possible customer, but they aren't ready to discuss any details just yet. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.